Ron?
Yeah, must be Ron.
Ron, okay.
Gentlemen, how we doing?
Yep.
Roger.
8:31 on the clock. We will call to order the Board of Equalization for Wednesday, February 14th, 2018. Open Meetings Act is posted on the east wall. Tenants of Observation, Jurgens, Hill, Dorn, Byers, and Tiemann. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the agenda as presented.
I would move to approve the agenda as presented.
Roger.
Second.
Motion by Byers and seconded by Tiemann. Vote. We need, if we can switch gears. There you go. 5-0 in favor. Entertain a motion to approve or disapprove the minutes of the previous meeting.
I would move to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Second.
Motion by Byers, seconded by Tiemann. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Comments from the public and requests for future agenda items. Seeing none, we'll move on to the next item. Entertainer, well, we have, did everybody get to see it?
Nope.
We have one tax correction slip here. We'll look at that.
It's taking a mobile home off. We saw an imagery and we taxed it, and it was already on an IOLL, which is an improvement on lease land, so we had to correct one statement. So one of the disadvantages sometimes, it's on somebody else's land, and so it had an IOLL over here, and we thought it was just missing off of this parcel.
Could you interpret for us what an IOLL is?
Yeah, it's a building on lease land or an improvement on lease land.
Okay.
So it's like...
IOLL.
Yeah, it's an improvement on lease land. So in other words, somebody owns the land, but somebody asked to put the mobile home on their land. So we send the separate tax statement to the person that owns the mobile home. But when we saw the property card and we saw that it wasn't on the owner, we had a separate card over here with the mobile home that was going to the guy, and this guy has the land that it's sitting on. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Did you get that, Eric?
I think so.
Okay. But says, yeah, so people can put buildings on other people's lands. And, you know, then they want to set the tax statement, so we just pull
that. It says, yeah, mistakenly picked up a mobile home that was already listed on the tax roll. Yeah, on somebody else's.
Over here
so
on
if I build a building on Myron's ground, I would have to pay tax on the building, and he would have to pay tax on the ground under it.
If that's your, yeah.
Do they have to have an agreement or anything, or how do you know who owns what?
All it is on my office is they fill out the owner of the land, the owner of the building, and they sign a thing saying the owner has the right.
But
it's not really.
They have to let me know, or I
automatically assess it to the owner.
Of the land.
Typically, from a real estate standpoint, over the years, there is an agreement between the owner of the real property and the land.
So, I mean, they don't have to have that.
Yeah, I could see where a family member or something, you know, maybe
no,
if you had a son or daughter or something.
A granny building.
Yeah, go ahead and build that building there. And
so that's what they do, and then they take
And a lot of times, mom or dad picks up the taxes, too.
Grandma and grandpa built the
trailers. Trailers have gone back and forth, whether they're real estate or personal property over the last 30 years. The legislatures have always wrestled with that, and it is a tough question.
It is a tough one.
Like, if you take the wheels off, it's real estate. But if you leave the wheels on, it's still personal property. I mean,
yeah, you pretty are.
It's crazy, but it's something that has to be done. You have to have a statute.
You didn't like my role.
You have to have something to designate.
Exactly.
And it would be. Go ahead.
I would move to approve tax correction slip number 4.
Second.
A motion by Byers and seconded by Tiemann, and this will be a deduction of from the tax rolls for $53.84. Vote. 5-0 in favor. Anything else, Patty?
Nope. Homesteads are coming in. People are coming in, you know, especially if it's nice, I hope. A lot of them are. So a lot of them have come in because they think people get them and they want to get them in right away so they don't forget. So those and personal property schedules, and we're working on next year's, getting ready for next year's values. Those have to be approved by March 19th by our office, and then they go for the whole division departments. You know, they look at it all to see where we're at. So
if someone's upset because their value is almost double what it should be, what should they do? Just come in and visit with you?
Is that you?
Just hypothetically.
Yeah, we'll take a look.
and look at it real carefully because it's probably undervalued. You need to raise it, I would guess.
Actually, what's really interesting is we went to a meeting, and Zillow is starting to kind of predict what your properties are worth, you know, out there. You can kind of put in and get an idea, but there again, you have to kind of know exactly. But a lot of people are going to Zillow. I don't know. It's all this stuff that they're putting in a database probably and looking at comparable sales in my community. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you go to a small town like that, I'm not so sure it would be real accurate because you almost have to go out. The address might be because it's big enough.
We have been using Zillow, looking at them in Chicago as our son and his wife are looking for a property. So a little different there, though, when you look at an 1,800-square-foot condo in the city that's $535,000.
Yeah, you definitely need a probably bigger community than a 1,700 population because they have to pull comparable sales, and they have a pretty big database, I'm sure.
Yes. So.
But we did do a study on, you know, they were supposed to come talk to us in Kearney, but they weren't able to make it. But it's interesting how they do stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of these appraisals, even in banks, sometimes they're done in-house. So,
not even somebody physically going out there, you're saying, and stuff. So
a lot different than the day.
Yeah. What technology anymore what you can pull up or have access to, I should say. So.
Oh, it's incredible. Bring that up. And the Zillow, what they do is just absolutely amazing. And you start comparing,
too.
And I've looked at the properties because you can go to detail, square footage, how big the rooms are, what their pictures of the inside of the property. Mm-hmm. You can look at it, and it's just absolutely incredible. Okay. So you can do a lot.
You know, the one... side note on that is, like, the property we were looking at, the bank held it, but the bank or the holding company was out of California. And they use their standards, just what you were saying, like Chicago. So they think that this lot in Beatrice is worth $150,000. You're like, we don't have too many lots worth $150,000 in Gage County. But
Eric's.
You can't, you know, they're looking at their
Zillow
and going, oh, yeah, it's worth that. It's worth
if you're selling the lot to a rich lawyer, then it makes a lot of difference, you know.
Do lawyers even look at price when they buy things?
We're slow, not stupid, okay? Don't put that in the paper, okay?
Myron?
Yes.
Patty, any ag real estate? Reports on anything, or has there been anything?
As far as what?
Sales?
No, not too much. We've got our ag land done, and it isn't raising from what we can tell. So we'll pass those what values we've got up to the state. We do have to get some sales. We don't even have enough sales in one area, so they go out.
I know there haven't been many so far.
Yeah.
Just by what's been in the papers and all that, it seems like it's been a slower year for
sales. Oh, it's way down. It's way down. And then one year kicked off. So that's why then went in that one little area where I have the three over by Pawnee City. We'll go out about 6 to 12 miles and see if we've got sales that – and if we don't, then we just go with what we have. So, yeah, every county's kind of the same. There's been a lot of no sales. Not a lot, but there's been some no sales, but we really can't measure on that. We just it indicates that,
you know. that the market's not strong. That's what it sure indicates that the market's not strong, or you wouldn't be having no sales.
And actually, the residential is rebounding because it's funny. In one small town, we lowered rental properties, and we lowered some of the residential older stuff, like in the 1950s on down. We lowered some of that. Now we're raising it back up because it's selling. So that's starting to rebound, residentials. And I guess Lincoln has, they get stuff on the market, and it's a lot of it's picked up pretty quick now. So I think the residential's rebounding some.
I talked to a young couple there last fall that they were looking at houses in Lincoln, and if your realtor didn't let you know when it was listed,
mm-hmm.
By the time you got to look at it in a day or 3 days later, it may be sold at a higher price than what they asked. That wasn't happening to all of them, but it was happening to some of the houses up there. There was that much demand, I guess, for it.
There is, and that's what I've heard.
Oh.
You're saying it all the way through the county, and not only Gage County, but all the way through the state.
It's filtering. I mean, it's filtering down this way too, and stuff. I mean, you see that, and well, the housing market was depressed for quite a few years when ag land wasn't, and it's over a period of time. It, generally, it will start to catch up or catch up. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, anything else for Patty?
Have a good day.
No, thank you.
If not,
we will adjourn at 8:41 and wait till 8:45 to start our.